Hey Jeff, happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
How you been?
I've been good, it's snowing outside a little bit and can't complain. December's a happy month.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Well, as you can people can tell, we are on Zoom. That means that we are doing some market update this week for this week's podcast. But before we do that though, Jeff, as per usual, tell me a little bit. How was your last month with clients? What do you see on the market? Share a little bit.
I would say that in terms of activity with clients, it's been pretty similar to October, really. The clients are still saying the same things to me, but like, hey, Jeff, I'm not really seeing too many new listings that are either A, priced as to what our budget is, and B, the product might not just be that good. We did get into a multiple offer situation with one of my clients just last week, and we didn't win. So people are still out there buying. However, yeah, big inventory issue with me. I'm like pulling my hair out. Like I'm literally looking at the MLS every single day, and I'm like, hey, there's nothing new, nothing new, nothing new. Buyers think I've like forgotten about them too, and I literally am staring at my board of all active clients we're working with right now, and there's just like too many clients
Nothing.
and not enough homes to satisfy them.
On my side, it's very similar. I would just add on to the fact that some of my buyers are so discouraged now that they're not forcing themselves to go see some homes that is newly on the market with a slimmer of hope that this might work out. So a lot of them are so discouraged that they're even to a point where it's just like, there's no point. Why am I going to check out these open houses if it's truly not going to match what we need? So yeah, now last month I was like, there's no new inventory, but buyers are still be like, okay, let's go on and take a look at this month. It's actually progressing a little bit even worse than that. It's to a point where it's just like, ah, it's really not going to work out. So why am I even bothering? Right. So yeah. And that will obviously be in line with a couple of things that we're going to talk about. So let's get started, Jeff. This is the last market update for 2022. As per our usual, let's punch through the numbers and let's share our thoughts. You go ahead with sales numbers, please.
All right, let's get it done here. So, looking at the month of November, we actually had 1,624 sales, which is a 52.9% decrease from November of last year, where we were sitting at 3,492. Of course, everyone in the entire world knows last year was a crazy, crazy market for real estate in Vancouver. So, that comes as no surprise. However, it was actually also a 15.2% decrease from October of 2022, just last month.
Perfect. Awesome. And let me quickly run through the inventory stuff right now. Where's my share screen? I'll just put that right here. You all right?
Oh yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Let's do this. So for the month of November, we got 3,000. Oh, sorry, my mouse is in the wrong area. 3,055 new homes that came onto the market. This is a 22.9% decrease from November of last year. But here's the shocking part: it's actually also a 24.2% decrease from just last month alone. So, with such little new inventory that came onto the market last month, this has actually impacted our total inventory as well. As of the end of November, I know the stat center, the numbers a little bit incorrect, but we had 9,179 total homes on the market to sell. That is actually a 28.5% increase from November 2021. Obviously, because everything in November 2021 was literally getting sold after one weekend. So it never really lasts to a point where you see them on Stat Center. But what's actually a little bit more shocking is that it's actually a 6.8% decrease from just last month alone. So that is where I want to pass it back to you to talk a little bit about price.
Now, at the time of this recording, StatCenter hasn't updated the benchmark price yet, in terms of the graph, but the benchmark price was $1,131,600, a 0.6% decrease from November of 2021. And this is significant because it's the first time we've done a market update that compared to last year, it's actually a decrease and not an increase. It was also a 1.5% decrease from October of 2022.
Last
Now,
month.
Normally during our market updates, this is the time where we talk about rents. However, because LiveRent has not updated their most recent blog yet, Joe and I can only speculate a little bit. And if you were to ask me of what I think the rental market is going to be like for the month of November, I'm going to say that it's probably quite similar to what it was like in October. I can even see prices increasing for rent in certain demographics and areas. And a decrease in certain areas as well, judging by that snowstorm we had the other day. And I feel like a lot of people are trying to avoid taking the Alex Fraser. So any areas that are in that zone probably is not going to be as popular. But with the interest rate hike increase coming, not much has changed. We already know, we've talked about inventory for housing is also at an all-time low. So people who want to buy might not even be able to buy a place. So everyone needs a roof over their head, especially during wintertime. People are still going to be renting no matter what the prices are going to be at.
Exactly. Because nobody likes to move around Christmas and New Year's.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. No, thank you for that. Thank you for that. I agree with you. Me personally, or how I see rental is at this point, I cannot see how the escalation of rent prices can stop until it reaches to a breaking point where people literally just can't feed themselves anymore after they pay their rent. Scary concept, but I think that's just kind of the reality. And we'll explain the reason why that is the case starting right now. All right. So we punched through all the numbers. So let's just give our little thoughts and let's try to summarize this last market update here. I will start by saying that we are heading into the quietest and the calmest portion of the year for local real estate, Greater Vancouver real estate, based on general patterns from before. I'm not going to take the crazy COVID year into consideration. So with that being said, the lower number of sales that we got this month actually doesn't surprise me all that much. In fact, if the sales activities were higher than October, then we're going to be talking about something else completely, right? Oh my God, the market is returning and everything like that, right? But Jeff, I want to start you off by talking a little bit about that the thing that you talked about when we're talking about price, which is this is the first time compared to last year at the same month, which is November, the price actually decreased.
Yes, that's very interesting. And I would want to explore that a little bit. So like what we said in the price section, being the first time where we've done a market update where we've actually seen a negative compared to the last year basically means that the price attraction is now officially past November of last year. Looking at it a little bit more closely into each single product type, we can see that houses are down by 1.7%. However, townhomes are up by 3.5% still, and condos are still up 2.7%. What this means is that houses have obviously performed worse since the change of the market. Duh, we already know this. But putting it like this and laying it out compared to the other two product types really helps us paint a clearer picture. Townhomes is still the biggest winner. So that idea that people had during COVID where, oh, it's just a fad that people are buying townhomes right now, really doesn't seem to be a case. And it actually seems like it's more of a pattern where people are gravitating towards townhomes because they want to. This, of course, probably has something to do with the prices being so elevated for detached homes that people are looking at townhomes as more of a first priority instead of an afterthought like they did when they were looking at moving and upsizing from a condo.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting though, because as house prices continue to drop and townhouse prices continue to increase, we're still really far away. But at a certain point, it's got to be a tipping point where people will start to think, you know what, if townhouses are still at this price and houses at this price, maybe I'll just go buy a entry level single detached house. Once again, I don't foresee that to happen anytime soon, just because the gap is still so big. But if we just continue this pace, the gap is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller, and then we might start to see that little trend. I don't know, we'll see, right? So thank you so much for that. I think the next thing we want to quickly talk about is looking into 2023. There's a couple of key points I really want to talk about, which is the inventory. But before I get that started, I'm just going to read what Andrew Lee, who's the economic person for the Greater Vancouver Real Estate, he had a quote in the report that I think is summarized very well to exactly what I've been trying to say to our clients and what I've been trying to say for the last several podcasts in regards to market updates. Mm-hmm. So I quote, "With that said, from a long-term structural standpoint, the current pace of listings and available inventory remain relatively tight when considered against a backdrop of continued immigration to the province. With the recently announced increase in federal immigration target, the state of the available supply in our market remains one demand surge away from renewed price escalation, despite the inflationary environment and elevated mortgage rates." Mm-hmm. I'm going to repeat the sentence that I think every listener needs to be aware of. With the recent announced increase in federal immigration target, the state of available supply in our market remains one demand surge away from renewed price escalation. Okay, so let's talk about this really low inventory status. Once again, as a reminder to our listeners, in Greater Vancouver, we generally consider a balanced market when we have active listings that sits around 15 to 18,000. Mm-hmm. Okay, anything below that, we always seen it as a seller's market. With all these interest rate hikes, we're still sitting at 9.1K or 9,100 available listings. Yes, there's always a drop in inventory. Let me just quickly show you when it comes down to the holiday season. I'm going to expand this a little bit longer just to show you that, you know, around November, there's a dip. Around November, there's a dip. Around November, there's a dip. And around November, there's a dip. Mm-hmm. See that, right? All right. I'm not talking about that, though. What I'm truly talking about, if you look at this chart, is that the overall trend, if you do any stocks whatsoever, is that it's still going down. The peak is still lower than the peak before, and the valley is deeper than the valley that's before. We're not seeing an upturn in terms of overall trend that the inventory is actually going up. Mm-hmm. Because of all these interest rate hikes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stop sharing now.
I mean, I was just looking at the chart that you were sharing, and you can clearly see we haven't seen an increase since 2019.
Exactly. And I'm not going to keep bringing other markets up, but please, as a listener, if you just have a little bit of time, just YouTube any city in the States. Well, I would say 95% of the city in the States and what they're going through in terms of the inventory. It's mm-hmm. not this is all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. Right. So this really tells me several things, right? Number one, I feel like the sellers is basically holding out similar to the buyers. Buyers don't have urgency. Well, the seller's trying to prove that they don't have urgency either. It's a mm-hmm. game of patience. It's literally like, who's going to crack first, buyers or sellers? And what Andrew just said with that quote, he's saying that it might be the buyers, because if this stays for a prolonged period of time, people still need a roof over their head. So mm-hmm. they're going to crack and they're going to start to buy. And we talked about this in the last couple of market update podcasts, is that it just takes a group of people to start buying. And then all of a sudden we have a price escalation.
Yep.
Right. And that's exactly now what Andrew from Real Estate, a Greater Vancouver Real Estate Board, is saying now as well. Right? And of course, you know, in the last couple of months, we've been talking about, you know, the variable mortgage players, you know, and all about this whole trigger rate. You know, it's been about a couple of months now. Most of the people that I know that was on variable already had a reality check, meaning that mm-hmm. they already got the phone call from the bank in regards to trigger rate. However, we still haven't seen anyone panic selling yet. Well, not enough for us to notice on a bigger chart, like a macroeconomic yeah. chart like this, right? This also gives me another indication that Vancouver, as we like, everybody kind of knows, but this just reaffirms that, is that Vancouver is a very rich city. People can play this game, or they're so rich that they don't even have mortgage, so mm-hmm. none of this even matters to them whatsoever, like rising interest rate, what have you. They're not panicking. Mm-hmm. They're like, I own this mortgage free. What's a 7% interest and 4% interest or 2% interest gonna matter all that much, right? I'm not going through the stress of having to pay monthly payments, and that's increasing every single month. Mm-hmm. Right. So this goes back to the beginning of the podcast, that when I was asking you how your month was, well, this kind of speaks it, right? Because there's just not enough inventory out there for people to even look. Mm-hmm. Or they go look and they just don't like it. And the ones that it are good and are priced sharply just gets right into multiple offers. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if we get to revert the clock a little bit to the beginning of November again, but imagine we have just more inventory on the market. The sales number, I would say, will be much stronger than what we have. So what that really means is that the sales number that we got is not due to, oh, just because of demand. It's a combination of demand and also a supply issue. Like mm-hmm. we talked about it right in the beginning of the podcast, me, you both, we have like, what, 20 buyers? That's literally in that case right now where, hey, I have the money. I'm pre-approved. If I need a mortgage, I'm just waiting for that home. Right? That's just us. And I talk to other agents as well, and they're similar in a very similar boat. So imagine mm-hmm. all of a sudden that we're not sitting at 9,100 inventory. Maybe we're sitting at 10,000 inventory. And then I think, you know, that's the sales activity number will definitely not be sitting at 1,600.
Mm-hmm. Right? 100%.
Well, yeah. So now I guess I'll ask you a question, Jeff. You know, now mm-hmm. that we talked about this low inventory and what Andrew said about one demand search away, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you're helping a buyer, what would you say to a buyer right now at the beginning part of December?
I think the first thing that I would say to the buyer is really take a look at your personal situation, finances and everything, and see if you have a need to buy right now. Because if you have a need to buy and you're out there and you're looking in December, into January, even into February, and you see a property that you love, I would jump on it right away, especially after the detailed breakdown we've had about the inventory issue in Vancouver. There just aren't that many good homes. And when there is a good home that hits the market, it's not on the market for long. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, there are some sellers who are panic selling. Like, you know, we saw the a condo in Olympic Village that was the asking price was like 300K lower than a similar unit 3-4 months ago. There are those situations. But if you're going to look for a needle in the haystack like that, you might never find it. Because don't forget, mm-hmm. like, you're not the only buyer out there. So mm-hmm. first and foremost, I would say assess your situation. See if you really have a need to buy right now. Mm-hmm. And then number two is if you see a home that you like, don't wait. Don't try to time the market at the bottom. Don't try to just save that extra few thousand dollars, because over a span of 10, 15, 25 years that you're going to own that home, you're going to mm-hmm. see that elevation in price back tenfold from what you're going to be paying right now.
Right. And I'll add on to the fact that because December and January is generally the quietest season where a lot of people are distracted by Christmas, you know, New Year's Eve, partying, all that stuff. If you have a need or you see something that you do like, the reason why I think Jeff says jump on it is also the other reason is because there's just less people looking. So mm-hmm. you could potentially be able to score yourself a really, really, really good deal, just because then the only people that you're competing with is also other serious people. But the people that's about 85% serious, 90% serious, 75% serious, but not so serious that it will overtake Christmas, well, you're not competing with those guys anymore.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let me flip the table. Let's mm-hmm. say that Jeff, what would you say to a seller right now if they're thinking about bringing their home onto the market? I'm giggling because we get like 2 to 3 of this at least every single week, but I just want you to say it on the podcast.
I mean, we've answered this question many times again, and I don't want to sound like a broken tape recorder, but again, first and foremost is assess your own financial situation. Speak to a financial advisor, a financial planner, talk to a real estate agent to plan out what is the best a plan of attack for you as an individual. If you need to sell, well, hey, congratulations. You now know that inventory levels are still relatively low. So there mm-hmm. is a market to offload your property. However, mm-hmm. because some buyers are also taking a break, quote unquote, because of the holiday season, if you're just thinking about testing out the market and seeing what kind of offers you're going to get, please, I beg you, do not do that. You're wasting everybody's time, including your own. And not only you're wasting your own time, it'll hurt you as a seller. Your property will sit stale on the market because nobody wants to waste their time on overinflated prices in real estate. And when there are more serious buyers coming back to the market to look in the springtime, they're going to see that your listing has been sitting on the market for 30, 50, 60 days, or they've seen you go through a couple of price decreases because the property hasn't moved. They're going to come in, they're going to lowball you, and it's not going to be a fun time for you as a seller.
Right. So I totally agree with everything that you said, Jeff. And we've been telling our clients a couple of times about this. Yes, we are in a low inventory state. However, buyers are even more educated now. They're even more cautious. So it's not like, oh, if my home is good or and that I just list it, even though it's a little bit more elevated, if I do open house, I will still expect a very busy open house. No. Mm-hmm. Buyers are so educated now that they don't even want to waste their time to go to overinflated asking price listings. Mm-hmm. Because they were like, if you're asking this kind of price in this kind of market, how easy are you going to negotiate, right? And I have other options. So don't do that. Another thing is that, yeah, when you go on Instagram, you see like, you know, maybe some of your local realtors having very, very busy open houses. Well, that's what happens when you actually do price your home very, very sharply. People are going to start flooding into your listing because once again, there's definitely buyers out there that's just on the sideline. Mm-hmm. We've been talking to so many clients right now in regards to how to price their home. And a lot of them are telling us, it's like, you know, Joe, Jeff, like, you know, if I price it at this, then I'm not going to have any room to negotiate. Like, you know, because the market is so weak, they're going to definitely come in at like $100,000 lower than I want. Mm-hmm. Then why don't I just raise the asking price by $100,000 so I have more room, I'm quoting room, to negotiate. I'm sorry.
What a great tactic.
It's this is out of any market, this is really the market not to be doing this. In fact, I have personal stories from last month that I could share with our listeners that they're out of the four or five sellers that I talked to last month, two sellers were actually really realistic about their price points and they do want to sell. And guess what happens? You help me win one of those, right? We got what? 100% of the listing price. The other one, we actually got like 107% of the asking price. So that is the perfect example. Is like, yeah, like why would you want to try to overlist your home right now? I'm giving you like, there's more and more. Like I can go on the Paragon MLS systems to show people that, yeah, if your home is priced sharply, it does get sold within like the 95 to 100 percentile of your asking price. So that whole concept of let me list it a little higher so I have more room to negotiate, that is so wrong right now in this particular market. So yes, I do agree. Please, if you're thinking about just trying the market, just enjoy your Christmas, man. You want to do this? Talk about it next spring.
I love it.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much for that. So this will literally conclude our last market update for 2022. Jeff, I must say, ever since we started this podcast, what a crazy second part of the year to be doing all these market updates. It's just negative news, negative news, month after month after month.
Hey, you know what they say? It's always darkest before dawn, right?
True. We're hoping in 2023, one of the market updates when we talk about it, we could tell people, hey, prices went up 2%. Hey, prices went up 3%. Hey, prices went up 1.5%, right?
Yeah, during that time, we might have to pop a bottle of champagne for you and maybe open a can of Coca-Cola for me since I don't really drink.
Oh, okay. Well, once again, to our dear listeners, thank you so much for your support for 2022. As a reminder, we do have one more episode left for 2022 and we have a good one, I hope. And then after that, that's it. We're concluding our season one for the Michael Vancouver Real Estate. We will be taking 3 to 4 weeks off and we'll resume season two with new content, new format, and even new style of shooting. So that way you're not always looking at, you know, a certain angles of our faces and stuff like that. So as per usual, please help us with the algorithm. Subscribe, comment, share with your friend. If you're on YouTube, turn on your bell notification so you know when we upload our next podcast. So my name is Joe.
My name is Jeff. And we're the Mike for Vancouver Real Estate. Jinx. And we wish you guys a happy and safe Christmas and holiday season. We'll see you in the new year.
Now we'll see them next week. We have a new episode. You're already thinking about. You're already thinking about 2023.
Sorry, I'm just staring at your Christmas lights, and I'm already like, oh wow, we're into 2023.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, guys. See you next week.
Bye now.